News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, we did speak about this topic earlier during the week on the show, and we are returning it to it as the latest price index from Dundeal Motors has found that the price of used EVs, electric vehicles, has fallen 15% year on year. And now we are joined by Shane O'Donoghue, editor with CompleteCar.ie. I suppose to discuss their future, Shane, good morning to you. This is really interesting because this shows us, from what I can gather, that EVs, when you compare them to equivalent, you know, same age diesels or equivalent same age hybrids, their price is falling by pretty much three times what those types of cars are falling by. What's going on?
Good morning, Ciara. Yeah, I think that is a good summary, but it's also a moment in time thing. I don't see that as a permanent situation. And I guess as well, the other thing is, of course, that this time last year and a couple of years before and up to then, electric cars were more expensive to buy. Their new car prices were higher than the equivalent petrol, diesel and hybrid cars. So perhaps what we're seeing is a more of a maturity and a stabilization of the used car market. And, you know, the cars were expensive when they were new. So
is that kind of a correction, do you think? Or,
I believe so.
Okay.
But this is also, let's not forget, this is following on from much earlier this year. There was massive negativity around electric cars in general. And that caused, you know, a slump in new EV sales. And I think that has carried on.
Is that what's happened, Shane? And I'm only asking the question, is that what happened, that massive negativity slumped the sales, or a slump in sales has led to massive negativity? Because I wonder, do we all see what we want to see here? We were discussing this on the show earlier on today, and Shane and I viewed it differently. He was saying he saw that the fall in price, I suppose, of EVs is a good thing. Might become a little bit closer to affordable. He might buy one. I saw the fall in price as a fall in value, and I thought, not holding their resale value, I don't want one. But he already was half thinking he wanted one, and I was already half thinking I didn't. So you know,
it's confirmation bias,
exactly.
Isn't it?
Which of us, yeah. Which of us is right, or neither of us?
Yeah, well, who knows? I think there's undoubtedly been price correction in the used market. There's no doubt about that. And this has been discussed before, that last year, I feel that a lot of this started when Tesla massively reduced prices. This is the start of last year, actually. Mm-hmm. And that caused a big ripple through the industry, where suddenly other car manufacturers couldn't compete. So overnight, EVs were worth less. Now, there was a big knock-on effect from that. That also obviously affected used car prices. And suddenly there was a big discussion about, oh, hang on, used EVs aren't keeping their value. But it really is a momentary thing, and it's just continued on.
So are you saying, Shane, you expect them to sort of rally in value? I mean, we hear that they are the future. We hear that we're all going to have them eventually, and that's how it is going to be. Yet we don't seem to be embracing them at the moment.
No, you're right. For whatever reason, whether I'm right or wrong here on this, there is definitely a slump in demand right now. And if the government, if Ireland wants to reach climate goals and wants electric cars to be part of that, I feel that the government probably really needs to do something about that to re-kickstart sales, if you like.
Okay. Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that. It's very interesting. We're going to be hearing more about this, I have no doubt. That is Shane O'Donoghue, editor with CompleteCar.ie. You going to buy one?
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.